Homemade bitter lemon. Peel 1 pound of lemons and 2 grapefruits and grind them in a meat grinder. Add 2 pounds of sugar, 6 bags of lemon acid powder, and 9 quarts of water, and let it stand for 24 hours. Mix occasionally. Sift through gauze. Makes approximately 10 quarts.
Sometime towards the end of 1992, the year when international sanctions against Serbia were imposed, the first of these recipes appeared. Some of them were really old, obviously written during previous wars and now rediscovered in some attic. Others appeared out of necessity, as a defense against poverty, made with just basic ingredients normally found at home.
How to preserve meat without a refrigerator? Bake a large piece of fat pork in the oven. When done, cut the meat into small pieces and put it all in a deep and narrow pot and pour the lard on top of it so it covers all the meat. Not a single piece should protrude through the surface. Cover it with a cloth to protect it from flies. Leave it for the lard to thicken. Meat can stay fresh for a week like this, even in summer.
Some of these recipes fascinated me. They were obviously the result of much experimenting and a great instinct for putting the right ingredients together. They aimed at replacing commercially made desserts and drinks, or even complex ingredients used for making other food. There was one for making 2 pounds of chocolate with only a few spoonfuls of cocoa, and another for making an exact replica of the delicious Raffaello, the crispy, creamy balls rolled in coconut.
Chocolate. Cook 1/3 cup of milk with 1 pound of sugar, half a pack of margarine and 1 pouch of vanilla sugar. In another pot, mix 1/2 pound of flour and 3 tablespoons of cocoa, then add the milk mix, stirring fast. While stirring, keep it on the stove, but remove as soon as it is united. Add coconut flour, almonds, or pieces of dry fruit if you wish. Oil the pan slightly, spill the mass onto it, and leave in the freezer 1/2 hour to 1 hour. Cut into squares and keep in a cold place.
These recipes were a beautiful display of the resourcefulness of Serbian women, of their long experience with wars and poverty, and of their resolve to give some joy to their families whenever possible. They showed the stubbornness, the defiant approach to undeserved punishment. Sanctions were in place to force the regime to succumb to the requests of international politics. In reality, the regime thrived and ordinary people suffered, as always. The irony was that all these recipes actually resulted in better, healthier versions of the originals. They turned our homes from ordinary habitats into palaces of hedonistic kings. But still, they all sounded sad. They were not instructions. They were pages torn from a diary of better days. After a while, watching in awe as these recipes mushroomed and started being published first in women's magazines, then in newspapers, and then changing hands over a cup of coffee, I started realizing that they were immensely dangerous. It seemed that literally everything could be replaced. Every food item we used to buy in supermarkets, each drink we enjoyed in summer, all those expensive trifles we purchased in duty-free shops when returning from abroad. I expected someday to see a recipe for making gasoline from water, corn flour from sand, or another one for putting together a jet from old shoes. There were substitutes for everything. If you grow accustomed to substitutes, I thought, the memories of better times would slowly fade, and we would settle for whatever life handed us instead. That was the final and the worst recipe, the one that would keep the lunatics in power for 1,000 years. The more I thought about it, the more I suspected that the first of these recipes had come from the secret vaults of some shady ministry, creating an avalanche behind it, and the more I vowed never to try any of them. I thought it better to remember originals, than choke on substitutes.
Homemade smart bomb. Mixed together, humiliation at being ostracized from the world community, anger at not being able to find gasoline anywhere but from black marketeers at prices you can't afford, nervousness over freezing in your cold apartment, hunger after not seeing tropical fruit for months, fear of sickness before the empty drugstores, apathy at being unable to plan anything, depression of dark streets in times of saving energy for hospitals, lethargy caused by no embassy willing to give you a visa, and shake well. Simmer it for months. Don't mix it. Don't even open the lid. From time to time throw in other ingredients at will. Job loss, shoes falling apart, coat torn on shoulders, broken car, wounds from clashes with police and demonstrating against the regime. Spit in it, piss in it, shit in it. That's your life, your bomb, your days on earth. Then one day, when you hear the distant thunder from under the lid, write the name of a country on a piece of paper and throw that in, too. Close the lid quickly and sit on it. In the morning, you will be in that country. Cut your previous life into small pieces and keep it in a dark and warm place.
Cut your previous life into small pieces and keep it in a dark and warm place.